This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight we start off in Brazil, where things seem to be going from bad to worse with the new president, Jair Bolsonaro, has recently pledged to remove any references to LGBTI plus people from school textbooks and exams. Bolsonaro and his government have revealed plans to erase all mentions of homosexuality, feminism and violence against women from the texts. And he's set to allow military takeover of some public schools. This goes from strange to bizarre to I'm not sure. He has voiced his desire to wipe out any of the legacy of so-called liberal Brazilian educator and philosopher, Paulo Freire, and on his inauguration on January 1st, he re-emphasized his position to say that one of our goals to take Brazil from the worst positions in the world's education rankings is to combat the Marxist waste that has spread education institutions. So, and this has been backed up by the education minister, Ricardo Beleza Rodriguez, who has stated that who has claimed his anti-LGBT aims, saying that at his inauguration speech that he wanted to end the aggressive promotion of gender ideology. And so Bolsonaro is no stranger to this sort of stuff. We've heard of his homophobic rhetoric before, where he's infamously claimed that he would be, quote, incapable of loving a gay son, and he would prefer that his son were to die in an accident.
Yes, he's actually claimed to be homophobic. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah,
fortunately.
And he goes for that old lovely one where he's equated homosexuality to pedophilia, and says us, and in quote, "So let's respect the pedophile's right to have sex with 2-year-old. Would that unite Brazil?" He says, "Wow."
He's also stood up for he doesn't want to see gay people kiss in public, but then he doesn't want to kiss his wife in public either.
Yeah, so he might just be a prude, basically.
Over in Israel, the LGBT rights activists in that country have denounced a 54% increase in homophobic episodes recorded in 2018. And don't forget, this is the country that's getting ready to host the Eurovision Song Contest in May. The data was gathered by the Niketz Center, a department of the Association for LGBTQ Equality in Israel, AGDA, and the reports on violence against the community, and it is named after a teen who was murdered in a hate attack in 2009. So the total number of anti-LGBT incidents of harassment, violence and abuse reported in 2018 was 821, which is a 54% increase over the record in 2017. Now this means on average that there's one incident reported every 10 hours.
Yeah, it seems to be this phenomenon we see globally, also here in Australia, where there's sort of like a reaction against, you know, pro-LGBTI events or developments, such as here with the marriage equality. That seems to also be coupled with spikes often in LGBTI rhetoric and violence. So
one of the worrying things is a third of the incidents was reported in Tel Aviv, and that's been considered one of the most LGBT-friendly cities in the country, and is actually the host for Eurovision this year.
Sad. And but a slightly more positive story coming out of the Holland and Netherlands, where research has gone into school performances of children, and they've done economic researchers from the Belgian University of KU Leuven compared the academic achievements of 1,200 children raised in same-sex couples and more than a million children raised by opposite-sex couples between 1995 and 2005. And the results are quite interesting. So from these results, they indicate that that children particularly benefit from, say, same-sex couples opposed to opposite-sex couples if the couple is cohabitating rather than married. That's, I find that statistic interesting. They also claimed that children of same-sex couples continue to outperform children from opposite-sex couples at secondary school level, although they do go on to say that once you remove the obvious factors such as generally higher education standards of those parents and their socioeconomic background, that the differences are not as great. But nonetheless, they do outperform. And that's an interesting development, recent study from the Netherlands.
Over in Japan, also some good news. They've opened their first LGBTI safe house in Tokyo. The Najaja House supports LGBT people who have fallen into homelessness due to their sexuality or gender identity. It also supports them through mental health issues and employment. Now, the house mainly helps gay and bisexual men, but also looks after trans and non-binary people. The LGBTI community face issues with unemployment, serious financial problems, mental health problems, physical and verbal abuse, even from intimate partners and family. So the Safe House has been set up to try and assist people. They've had their first person join them who was being harassed in their workplace, and he lost his job, therefore his accommodation. And this is Safe House has filled a gap in his career and helped him from feeling less desperate.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It's coming in along line as well as a number of cities in Japan have now allowed same-sex couples to officially register with their local municipalities. And in brief, India there has now witnessed its first gay couple's wedding, which took place in Mumbai.
In Indonesia, the Ministry of Information threatens to block naughty Instagram over gay comic.
I like that word, naughty. It makes mysterious. UK, where sadly trans women have been moved to men's prisons as the Ministry of Justice has announced plans that it's going to scrap its trans-inclusive policy.
In Australia, Senator Ian MacDonald has said that people have the right to stop their children from learning about gay parents.
And the USA, where sadly there has been a spike with the hate, gay hate crimes, have tripled in Washington, D.C. since Donald Trump became president. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.